Bellamy laid his socks over a branch to dry, then dipped his feet into the stream. It was already hotter out than it had been when he left camp, and the cold water felt incredible on his skin. He rolled his pants up to his knees and waded in farther, grinning like a complete doofus as the water swirled around his calves. It was one of his favorite things about Earth, how mundane stuff like washing your feet suddenly felt like a huge deal. The trees weren't as dense by the stream, and the sun shone brighter. Bellamy's face and arms suddenly felt unbearably hot. He pulled off his t-shirt, crumpled it into a ball, and tossed it onto the grass before reaching down to scoop water into his hands and splash it over his face. He smiled, still blown away by the revelation that water could have a taste. They'd always made crude jokes about the ship's recycled water supply, how you were basically drinking your great-grandfather's piss. Yet now, he realized that the centuries of filtration and purification had stripped the liquid until it was no more than a collection of hydrogen and oxygen molecules. He reached down and cupped another handful. If he'd had to describe it, he would say it tasted like a combination of earth and sky. And then he'd punch whoever laughed at him for it. A crack sounded from inside the woods. Bellamy spun around so quickly, he lost his balance and fell backward with a splash. He quickly scrambled to his feet, rocks and mud shifting beneath his bare toes as he turned to look for the source of the sound. "Sorry, I didn't mean to scare you." Bellamy pushed his hair back and saw Clark standing on the grass. It was startling to see someone else in the woods, which he'd come to think of as belonging exclusively to him. But the flash of irritation he was expecting never came. "You couldn't wait till afternoon?" he asked, making his way back to the bank. Clark blushed. "We need that medicine," she said as she looked away from his bare chest. She was so tough most of the time, it was easy to forget that she grew up in a world of fancy concerts and lecture parties. Bellamy grinned as he shook his head, sending droplets of water flying. "Hey," she shouted, jumping backward as she tried to flick the water off. "We haven't tested this stream yet. That could be toxic." "Since when did our badass surgeon become such a priss?" He sat down in a sunny patch of grass and patted the spot next to him in invitation. "A priss?" Clark lowered herself to the ground with a huff. "You could barely hold a knife last night. Your hand was shaking so badly." "Hey, I killed the deer. I think I did more than my fair share. Besides," he paused as he lay back on the grass, "you're the one who's trained to cut things open." "I'm not, really,"